Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Rogue Media.
Accelerating your fandom, this is Flash TV Talk.
Welcome to Flash TV Talk. Actually, that's not technically correct. Flash Video Game Talk? Welcome to Flash Video Game Talk, the podcast where we talk about the fact that Flash is going to be in this upcoming video game that is Injustice. Why? Because we've got no episode of the television show. We want to give you a little something anyway. I'm Bo.
And I'm Bell.
Bell, man, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
that's must good. Say so myself.
All right, so you know, and I know, and we know, and all of the folks out there know, we're fans of a certain superhero from DC Comics who's been known to run around from time to time.
I think is an apt description of this character.
This is what he does. Is what he does. Flash has been in alternative media for quite some time. He's been in animated format. He's been, of course, he was a member of the Super Friends. He's in Justice League and all the various ancillary products. There are a lot of different animated series he's popped up. Of course, the television series we all know and love and podcast about. But The Flash is making his return to a certain video game franchise, which I am surprised, honestly, at how stoked I am for. And that is the sequel to the original Injustice game. We've got Injustice 2 coming out here.
Electric Boogaloo.
No, that's not it.
It should be. Why is it not Injustice 2 Electric Boogaloo?
It absolutely should. Look, we love Flash and video games. Of course, we're big fans of DC Universe Online and the good folks over there. But yeah, we've got this new video game that's coming out, Injustice 2. Now, Bell, have you seen the Flash character trailer?
I have seen the Flash character trailer.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome, but there's one nerdy nitpick. It's a nerdy nitpick.
Don't you dare. It better not be about his finishing move.
Yes, it is.
Okay, in that case, hold it. Hold it. Because what I want to do really quick is talk about this trailer right here. First of all, Injustice 2 coming out. When is Injustice 2 coming out? Probably should have actually pulled that up before recording.
May 16th, 2017. I knew that. I did not Google that at all.
All right, so it's right around the corner here. It's coming up. Injustice 2 is introducing a lot of characters that the original Injustice did not have. Just a quick download for those of you who did not play the original game or might not be familiar with this franchise. It is a fighting game. It is Mortal Kombat style. In fact, the exact same team is responsible for creating the series. And the idea that it is very much an Earth 1 versus quote unquote Earth 2 or 3, whatever you want to call it. Basically a Earth in which the Justice League are evil. Now, there's a lot of plot behind it, a lot of reasoning why essentially we're dealing with what is an evil Superman. He exists. He has incorporated all of the heroes of his world to become part of his evil oligarchy, and he is now ruling the Earth with an iron fist, and it is up to the Batman of that universe to kind of rise up an insurgency against him. And of course, that Batman, if I'm not forgetting anything, I think that Batman is responsible for bringing, you know, what are the good heroes in, the Earth One, if you will, heroes in, to help save the day and fight against the evil Superman. Now, that was the first game. We don't know a whole lot about the new game yet. A lot of the trailers have kind of hinted that it'll all take place in the kind of evil Earth, the quote-unquote Earth 3 Earth, so to speak, the one where the Justice Lords existed. And so we're dealing with a lot of characters, especially on the heroic element, that are trying to repent for having joined with the evil Superman. One of those characters is Barry Allen. Now, the Flash of the original game was first displayed wearing this like very high-tech armor, very jagged, maybe a little too jagged in places. Many people have actually pointed to the new movie Flash costume as being a direct reference to the original Injustice costume. It's kind of something that either you love or you hate. most people hate it. Now, here in the second installation of this video game franchise, we get a costume that I got to tell you, man, I'm a huge fan of.
I dig it. It looks really, really good.
Like, it's a perfect marrying.
I'm actually just watching this trailer again just to get a good look at it. But yeah, it's because it's kind of like they get the sort of feel of the armor panels with the different fabric, you know, like the thicker kind of fabric on the shoulder going down the arms. But it's not like a bulky plate armor kind of thing, you know. It sort of has the look of the segments of the armor panel from the first one, but it feels more like the comic book costume.
Yeah, I mean, it looks awesome, and it's in my opinion, like I said, it is perfect. I think it looks great for what this video game is. It's a great way to take this version of Flash and his costume. It's got enough of the jaggedness, and do you know what I mean by jaggedness?
Yeah, like the jaggy lightning lines and stuff.
Exactly. Like, there was something about that just seemed almost too exaggerated in the first game. Here, they pay homage to it, but they don't let that, like, consume the look.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at it here, and yeah, you're right, because it's the other one. And it was like in what was it, Batman v Superman, you see a lot of, like, the robotic kind of, like, weird stuff. And yeah, you know, you said it, you like it or hate it, but this one totally redeems the previous. If you didn't like the last one, then you should like this costume.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I'm actually pulling it up right now on their website. And actually looking at the texture, they're paying not just homage to the first game, but also homage to the television series. Belle, I don't know if you can pull up just injustice.com and look on the characters page and pull up Flash, but the texture that is on his arms very much resembles the costume that Cisco created for, you know, the pilots. Before he puts on the Flash symbol and everything, it's kind of created as a heat resistant suit. And so it has kind of some interesting textures and stitches into it. I kind of get that feel with some of the details that they've put on this costume here.
Yeah, you know, the little armor paneling kind of thing I was talking about earlier, the pieces of fabric that they put on there, those are the ones that sort of remind me of that fireman's outfit, I guess it was, that Cisco made.
Even the gloves too, right?
Yeah, the gloves are there. Do they have, no, okay, I was going to say, if they had the little, what is it, thumb hole thing that you see on sleeves sometimes? Like, because I know his suit on the show has that, but this one doesn't have it. However,
oh, I never noticed still, that about the show. Yeah,
yeah, it's definitely took some inspiration from the show.
All right, so clicking over, it's not just Flash that's appearing in this game. Of course, Flash was in the original, but they're making some changes, man. They're introducing some new characters, one of which is my man, Captain Cold.
Ooh.
All right, so Captain Cold looks incredible. They've got his signature parka around his neck, but they've kind of given him a little bit more of a high-tech upgrade.
I love the fact that they still have the slits for the goggles, though.
I know, that is pretty great, isn't it?
Oh yeah, those are important.
I am hoping, I mean, this is true for both Flash and Captain Cold here, but I am hoping that we get some television version of the costume as some DLC.
That would be, see, that's one thing I was thinking about with this game. It's like, I'm going to get this game for sure, because I like the first Injustice, it was really neat. I didn't have a PS2 or PS3 or whatever it was, so I couldn't get it myself. I just played, you know, on friends' consoles and things. But this one's coming to Xbox, so I'm super excited about that. And that's one of the things I'm really excited about, is the fact that they have these great costumes right now originally, but the opportunity for them to add in stuff from the show, from the comics. There's even a costume customizer that I heard about. So even if they don't have it where you can get the costume that Wentworth Miller wears in the show on your Captain Cold in the game, you could probably, hopefully, will be able to approximate it with this costume creator thing they have.
I that would be amazing. But you know, one of the things that they did with Arrow in the original Injustice game, I think they just did it with Arrow. They never actually did it with Barry Allen, was they actually had a DLC for the Arrow television costume. But not only that, they actually had Stephen Amell do the voiceover for that particular costume. So literally, you were literally playing the TV Arrow. Now, from what we've seen from the clips and everything, it's not Grant Gustin who's voicing Flash. I would imagine it's not Wentworth Miller that's Captain Cold. But if they did do television accurate costumes, how cool would it be to actually have, you know, the actors doing the VO for the characters?
That would be super awesome.
Be insane, man. I'm pulling up right now the Arrow costume, and they've made some changes. I was never a big fan of Injustice 1's take on Arrow with kind of the quilt hood. Do you remember that?
I think so. Vaguely.
Remember the Shocker from Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So that was kind of the texture, but it obviously was green instead of yellow, and it was kind of his hood. And it looked, it just looked stupid. I really hated it. In fact, Green Arrow from the original Injustice, probably my most hated costume overall from that game. But here they're taking very much an inspired costume from the television series. It's much more sleek. The hood is not prevalent. I think personally, I would have actually liked them to go full route with the television approach. And actually, instead of doing the Domino mask, give it kind of the headband, that we were actually introduced in Arrow season 2. And that would have been cool. But yeah, what do you think of Arrow costume here?
Well, they got, you know, it's suns out, guns out. So they're doing the sleeveless motif that, I'm assuming is inspired from the TV show. But yeah, I don't recall. I wish I could remember more what the Injustice 1 Green Arrow outfit looked like. But this one does remind me a lot of, what is it, season 3 or season 4 of Arrow Suns Out Guns Out?
I the current season is the one where he's, Suns Out Guns Out, really? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's where you know, the sun's out, so you wear sleeveless shirts, so Suns Out Guns Out.
Okay. All right.
Well, come on.
I don't have the guns to display.
neither do a lot of the people who go, "Suns Out, Guns Out, bro." they don't have the arms to display either.
All right, fair enough. We also, of course, have a Black Canary. Now, here, I mean, arguably, there's not really a whole lot. Yeah, I mean, like the Black Canary costume, you could argue, is kind of similar to the television series version, maybe kind of a more specifically Laurel's version of the costume, in that it is more fully leather clad. You know, obviously Sarah's was, I guess, a little bit more showing some skin, so to speak, whereas Laurel was very much kind of clad in leather from head to toe. Neither costume is really displaying the iconic Black Canary fishnets. This particular one seems to go kind of the Laurel route in terms overall, but with kind of some fishnets on the side. It's a hodgepodge, man. I got to say, I'm not a big fan of the Black Canary costume here.
Well, it's the Sarah jacket, though, the shortcut, you know, short back jacket.
You know, my first introduction to the character of Black Canary was the Justice League Unlimited series, and the jacket was very much part of that costume. So I've always associated, you know, having kind of a short leather jacket as a Black Canary, you know, item.
Oh, okay.
She does look pretty awesome, though. Overall, just her moves and everything, pretty good. But overall, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that take on her costume. I'm curious to see what some of the alternatives are.
Yeah, you know who I'm kind of excited about.
Who's
honestly
that?
Atrocitus.
Oh yeah, now Atrocitus, of course, Red Lantern. Someone who, DC Universe notwithstanding, has never actually been in a video game before.
I don't think so. I think this is his first video game appearance.
It will be interesting to see what he plays like. He looks a little too dark side for me with the approach they took to his design.
I honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of like the magma looking like thing for the Rage. I was hoping more for like a comic book in the blood than fire, you know?
He's an interesting choice. We also have Swamp Thing, which I think is a really interesting choice as well. Cheetah, who I'm really excited to see get some play here. Dr. Fate, that's exciting. A lot of really, you know, some deeper cuts and some lesser deep cuts overall, but those that were not necessarily featured in the first one. But sticking, man, with the DC TV Universe wheelhouse, we also have Supergirl playing a prominent role here. You know, all of these characters with television ties, like I said, I want like one big DLC purchase that will actually give me all of these with the with the television series costumes as well as the voice actors.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
They recently teased that perhaps Supergirl is not actually Supergirl. Have you seen or heard these rumors?
In Injustice or on the show?
No, in Injustice specifically.
Oh, no. Like like a Supergirl Power Girl kind of thing?
Or? I think yes. I think the hinting that we've gotten is to imply that she's actually Power Girl and not in fact Supergirl.
Okay. Interesting. That could be cool.
Those characters have always been kind of tied together, so it wouldn't be that far of a stretch to believe for sure.
Yeah.
Now Firestorm, dude, looks straight out of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And granted, the Firestorm symbol, you know, is a standard comic book thing, but the way that they presented that on Legends clearly inspired this costume.
Yeah. Now, based on the description, it's actually not Jax that they're going with. So it is Jason and Martin that are making this particular Firestorm. But dude, I love that. That is a cool looking costume for me, not being a big Firestorm fan, because I am not. Like, Firestorm does not get me excited. But when I actually saw this character, I was like, oh, yes, I would like to play him.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to make I'm going to have to get good at all my Legends characters.
Well, see, that's the thing. There's so many characters that we don't have yet. In fact, I'm looking right now on the website as of April 13th when we record this this little mini cast. We've got a new character being unlocked and announced on the 28th. But beyond that, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So with that one coming on the 28th, that's 11 characters in total that we still don't know who's coming in. Any speculation you want to put out there? Who do you think might be added to the mix?
I'm actually inspecting the website right now to see if I can mine any data from it from like a careless web developer.
My guess is probably not. You got to think about like who we have and who we don't have, right? So, for example, we've got Captain Cold this time. My guess is that is at the expense of no longer having Killer Frost, because Killer Frost was a character in the original Injustice. My guess is she's probably not in play this time around.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense, because you don't want to have too much overlap. Because, I mean, there's a lot with, you know, Superman and Supergirl. You have, like you said, Captain Cold. I don't know. I mean, maybe I guess it would have to depend on how much fans liked her as to whether or not they'll bring her back.
So Vibe, maybe?
Vibe would be cool.
I think you could do that. I was trying to think if Vibe would be like, if the power set is too similar to like Black Canary, but I think they could probably do that in a unique way.
I think so. I mean, I'd be for it.
Obviously, we've got villains in play as well. We've got several big names in terms of Darkseid and Brainiac and such that are here. I think, although I don't know that this has been officially confirmed, but based on kind of some of the cameos that we've seen in other trailers, it looks like Flash will probably have an alternative skin that'll be the Reverse Flash.
Ooh, that'll be super cool.
Yeah. Again, I wonder
if all of his controls will be reversed. That'd be hilarious.
That would be so meta.
Yeah, like if his moves are quarter circle forward, A, Reverse Flashes would be quarter circle backwards.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. I mean, like, probably not, right?
They should. You know, I'm gonna send them an email and be like, hey, look, totally cool. You can do this, and I won't mind. You can have my idea if you didn't already think of it, but like, you should do this.
Last game had Deathstroke as a character. My guess is, since this time around we're getting Deadshot, we probably won't get Deathstroke again.
Probably not. They seem too similar.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you said there's Darkseid in there?
Well, I don't see Darkseid in this grid, but they've announced it. It's like a pre-order character.
Oh, okay. I mean, you got to have Wonder Woman, even though
she's
Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
she's in there.
Yeah, you got the big three. Like, when you first go in, you know, you got Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman as kind of your trinity that's there.
The Harley Quinn looks to take a lot from the movie universe.
Definitely. I mean, obviously, there's inspirations that's being pulled from a lot of various source material. Here's one that I'm going to throw out. I think Adam needs to be part of this lineup.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Like that character, like power set. Yeah. And I think doing him in very much a Legends type of fashion, with kind of a little bit more of an Iron Atom type approach.
Yeah.
Could be really cool.
That would be pretty neat. Cause then, you know, yeah, I could do, cause I'm sure they'll have, how Marvel vs. Capcom, all of them do it with the multiple characters. You can pick like three characters or whatever. I could have like a Legends team. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. In fact, I would imagine that probably even doing like Black Canary with a White Canary type of DLC.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, you get Black Canary, or you get a White Canary, you get Firestorm and Adam. So that's a pretty good Legends lineup right there.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many more. I'm actually kind of surprised that there are so many more they have yet to announce. The trailers that they've been putting out in terms of the character trailers have been incredible. Most recently, the Scarecrow trailer went out with Crane becoming this kind of the idea that he gasses his opponent immediately. So he becomes this like demonic looking creature that you end up fighting.
Oh, that's neat. Is that how he does it?
Yeah. So it's like literally it's kind of Crane inspired by Dark Knight, or rather Batman Begins. Like you see him, but he's putting out like a gas tank and then it's like spraying gas. And then the opponent walks through the gas and then you get the monstrous Scarecrow that walks up to actually fight whoever that person is.
Okay. Cause I was looking at that going, huh, that's an interesting take for Scarecrow. I wonder what his origin is going to be and how different it's going to be from his comic book stuff.
Yeah. Now overall, I think it has been revealed, or at least from what I've read, it seems to have been revealed that Brainiac is going to be the big bad overall of the video game. However, based on the trailers that we've seen, at least one of the major villains is going to be none other than our very own Gorilla Grodd.
That would be awesome.
So Gorilla Grodd, of course, is a playable character here, which is kind of interesting. Grodd will be pulling together the Society, which, of course, is a reference to the Secret Society of the comics. A group of villains who are kind of taking over in evil Superman's absence. Grodd is featured pretty heavily in the Flash commercial, or I guess the Flash teaser video. It looks freaking incredible. So
yeah,
we talked about this kind of early on. So we get this great like fight where Flash is fighting Cheetah, he's fighting Captain Cold, and he's fighting Grodd, and we get the reveal at the very end of the sizzle video of Flash's finishing move. Because all of these characters have these kind of like super heroic finishing move type of things. The idea is like as you're fighting, you build up your bar and you get up energy. And then once you expend that energy, you can do something special. And Flash's special is very different from his original from the first game. In the first game, he literally would run around the Earth a couple of times and then like do this like megasonic, you know, punch in the face after running around the Earth, which was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
they kick it up a notch, to say the least. In this game, he literally grabs his opponent and runs him through time, smashing him against the Sphinx, breaking the nose, which is hilarious. Then taking him further back in time and smacking him into a freaking T-Rex before bringing him back to the present and smacking him against his own self prior to Flash ripping him back in time. It's
time
awesome.
Remnants.
Oh, it's so cool.
Time Remnants. Super cool.
Are you going to complain about the Time Remnants?
No. That's like all the stuff, everything about like his moves, you know, his some of what we saw, like him throwing lightning and stuff like that.
Oh, that was so cool.
Which he attacks.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is great. My one complaint is when he runs through time, it looks like he's running slowly.
What?
When he smashes him into the Sphinx or when he smashes him into the T-Rex, it's the distance that he travels and the speed at which he travels across it is a whole lot slower. Like it just looks slow to me.
Oh man. No. So they got to slow it down. Otherwise like the human eyes can't see it.
I know, but I guess when I watch it, it looks to me like he's running on like in order for the Sphinx would have to be huge. And that boardwalk that he's running on would have to be extremely long for the amount of time it takes him to throw him into that Sphinx.
Like, I mean, that's nitpicky stuff, man.
I know.
Conceptually, it's amazing.
Stuff, but the way how fast he looks and everything else is freaking perfect, and I love it. And that's why I was totally expecting that to be, you know, better, I guess. I know it's a nitpick, and I know it's terrible, but I just... it's just, when I saw all the other moves and how fast he was moving, and he'd run around and, like, you know, throw the lightning, I was like, yes, this is great. And then he starts running through time. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. And then he gets to the other end of the portal, and it's like he's walking down a boardwalk to like throw him into the Sphinx nose. And then he goes back through time, and it's like he's walking across his field to throw him into the T-Rex. And I understand that it's because, yes, like you said, they have to show, you know, you have to be able to see what's going on. But I thought they could have done it in a way to make it look like he's moving a whole lot faster than he was.
Oh, hey, Bell, I got this little knit on my back. Do you mind picking that off for me?
I will. I will happily pick it off.
I know
it's a nitpick, and like everything else looks awesome about it. The fact that he's traveling through time is awesome. The fact that he smacks the Sphinx and the T-Rex is awesome. It's just for some reason, it just looks like he's going a whole lot slower there than he is everywhere else in that video.
I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool, too, that we get a chance to see inside the Speed Force. That was kind of a bold move to go inside the Speed Force as part of the finishing move. I think that's it's really great.
Yeah. I thought that was great. Yeah.
I keep calling it a finishing move. It's technically the special move. It's not necessarily what's done when they finish, but it is a show stopping move to be sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you're getting, I'm getting this game for PS4. Is it safe to assume that you will be getting this game as well?
Yes, I'll be getting it for Xbox because that's the only system that I own.
I now own all three.
Really?
Yeah. I have a PS4, an Xbox, and a Nintendo Switch.
I want a Nintendo Switch.
It's incredible. But here's the thing. It does make things complicated. I thought about getting it for Xbox just so you and I could play together. But then I thought, well, hey, why don't we do it this way? You've got Xbox. I've got PS4. Between the two of us, we've got the major consoles covered. Why don't we do kind of a fun thing where we do a game night shortly after release? And everybody, all of our listeners that use Xbox, that play on Xbox, they can play with you. And all the listeners who play with PS4 can play with me. And that way we can, it'll be fun.
That could be neat. I mean, I would get my butt kicked repeatedly.
Everybody would. That's why we have to do it at the beginning before anybody actually knows any of the moves. You know what I mean? I got this down to a science, my man. That's the trick. As long as we all get in at the point which nobody knows anything, then we'll all be equally terrible, theoretically.
Very true.
I'm looking at the Firestorm sizzle video now, and it looks awesome.
So
actually, his moveset seems to resemble Captain Marvel's from the Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe game. Did you ever play that?
Maybe.
Killer Croc is in this, but not really? as a playable character. He's you can throw characters through the walls and such. And so there's one where he just threw the guy into the sewer, and then Killer Croc grabbed him and threw him up against the wall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Oh, you pre-ordered a fight as Darkseid.
Well, I'm going to pre-order.
Yeah, and also if you do the Ultimate Edition, which is $100, ouch. But you get the 9 DLC fighters and you get the alternate skins. So yeah, it says transform Flash, Green Lantern, and Supergirl into alternate characters with new looks, voices, and dialogue. So, I don't know. What if it's Tom Cavanaugh or Matt Lester voicing Reverse Flash? That'd be crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And it's definitely Power Girl. So it's a Power Girl outfit.
Where are you seeing this? Where are you seeing this?
On the pre-order.
Show me
the section. Go to pre-order and then look in the Ultimate Edition. But yeah, it's Reverse Flash, John Stewart, Green Lantern, and Power Girl.
Pre-order Injustice. Did you say Hal Stewart?
No, I said John Stewart.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm
gonna have to get that one.
Yeah, that's the one right there. Okay. So wait. I'm confused. So the middle one, you got the digital deluxe edition.
Yeah, that gives you the one premiere skin, which is Power Girl, and three of the DLC fighters, which I don't know what those are.
And customize the look of your roster with the Demons and Gods shade pack, which is nothing.
Shade pack is, it's probably something that's going to make it, look different.
Yeah. Three DLC fighters, 9 DLC fighters. So do we not know who the full 9 set is yet?
I don't know.
Should I get it through Amazon or Best Buy? I guess Amazon. Or I just might. Digital download.
I'm probably going to do a digital download.
You think so?
Yeah. Cause I've got to the point nowadays where it's I don't want to get off my couch and swap discs.
Lazy. I'm so lazy.
No, it's just the pain in the butt.
I have nobody to do my work for me.
No, dude. Okay. You get home from work. You're tired. You sit on your couch and you want to play a game and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to play this game. And it's like, please insert the disc. And it's like, all right, I'm going to play another game that I've already downloaded. Because I just don't want to get off the couch right now. So I just download everything.
Ooh, this is a hefty pack, man. This is $100.
I know, that's what I was saying. It's $100, but all right.
Access to 9 new fighters as they become available. 2 exclusive gear shades, 3 premium skins. I feel like I should get a statue. I ain't getting no statue.
No, the days of those are over.
Yeah. What, the real goods in the real world? No, this is a digital age, my friend.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, you used to get really cool stuff when you paid $120 for a game, but now
Ain't happening. All right. All right. So I'll probably do the digital edition as well. What's the benefit of pre-ordering? Okay. Then I get the bonus. All right. Yeah. All right. So I'll do it. I'll pre-order. I'll get the Dark Side. And so I'll be on PlayStation 4. You'll be on Xbox, and we'll put some stuff up on social media. We'll figure out when is a good date. Probably I'm thinking we might even do like night of.
When's it? May 24th, something like that?
16th, not 24th, because we'll be May 16th is a Tuesday. Oh, look at that. Video games coming out on Tuesday still. We'll have an episode of The Flash that night. We could do an like after Flash game night.
That could be interesting.
So let's see the live. So Flash airs at 7 and then ends at 8. And then maybe we jump online and play after that particular night. Cause that's like right before the season finale. Cause the season finale is the very next week.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So that could be a lot of fun, especially given the fact that like season finale, we're going to be late getting the final episode out of the season. Cause I'll be out of town and probably without any kind of internet for that week.
Lame.
Well, it's kind of one of these things. Either we can have me be replaced by other people, although listeners don't seem to like that, or we'll just be a little bit late.
I like when you're replaced. Wait, that came out terribly.
The truth hurts. All right. Well, man, this microcast is run a little bit longer than originally intended, but
it is a macrocast.
Well, it's not a macrocast, but it is getting dangerously close to being an actual podcast. So let's just say this: the week, in fact, date of May 16th, tentatively, we will do an after the, I guess, what's that? East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, East Coast, because West Wiki Wiki Wild, East Coast airing of The Flash. After that airing, we'll do an immediate gameplay. Those of you on Xbox can play with Bell. Those of you on PlayStation 4 can play with me. We'll work out logistics between now and then. We got about a month. We'll figure it out. One way or the other, it should be a blast. So check it out. Injustice 2. Go ahead and pre-order your copy today. It should be a lot of fun. And yeah, that's going to do it for us until next week, guys, because next week we do finally get an episode, a new, brand new episode of The Flash. Cannot wait. It's going to be a great season. Until then, you can follow us. Keep up with us. You can follow us at Flash TV Talk.
And if 140 characters is enough to express your love for our show, feel free to email us at flash@podastery.com. That's podastery.com.
And for the latest news and great discussions, yes, great discussions on all things Flash, be sure to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/FlashTVTalk.
As always, special thanks to Charlie Bach, who provides our outro music. You can check out his other stuff at soundcloud.com/CharlieBach.
Hey, be sure to write us a review on iTunes if you have not done so already. It is an awesome way to help support the show without spending a dime. But hey, if you are willing to spend a dime, help us keep this show happening. This little microcast is coming at you as a little bit of bonus for everybody. But you can help support the show for as little as a dollar an episode. It goes a long way to making sure that you get content on a regular basis talking about our favorite superhero and our favorite television series. You can learn more at going to patreon.com/TVTalk. Or if you're listening on the Satchel Podcast Player, click Become a Patron. It'll take you right there. For a dollar an episode, you get our full archive of both Flash TV Talk, Arrow TV Talk, and more. Learn more again, patreon.com/TVTalk. And that's going to do it for us for this week. But don't worry, we'll be back in a flash.
Rogue Media.